Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustin, and joining us is Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
The Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline Project. There is strong opposition. There's strong support. And you've been following this going on a hearing last night in Schoharie.
Yeah, last night's hearing was the first in a series of three to be held this week. The Kinder Morgan subsidiary Tennessee Gasline Pipeline Company filed a formal application to build this pipeline, 95 miles long, with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission on November 20th. It's a $5 billion project, and it's proposed to carry roughly 1.2 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day from Tennessee's existing lines in northern Pennsylvania to the Iroquois Gas Transmission System compressor station in the Schoharie County town of Wright. The proposed natural gas pipeline would closely follow the federally approved Constitution pipeline from Pennsylvania to the Schoharie County town of Wright before heading east into Massachusetts. It would include the construction of two new compressor stations in Schoharie County, one in the town of Schoharie and one in the town of Wright, near the existing Iroquois gas compressor station. Earlier open houses or forums on this, and usually what we see are union officials in favor of these pipelines. They will create jobs, important jobs that are needed in the area, but there are people who are opposed to it. Much of the opposition is built on the foundation of the successful anti-fracking movement. Wes Gillingham, program director of Catskill Mountain Keeper, called the pipeline a fossil fuel invasion of New York, which he said was the opposite of the agreement reached by world leaders this week in Paris to attempt to curb global warming. He and others also criticized the federal government and the state government, which is yet to issue a final water permit for Constitution Pipeline. They maintain that these two pipelines should have been considered together when they went through the regulatory process. Pipeline advocates say the government oversight is rigorous and that the pipelines can be safely built and operated. The forums will continue this week in the towns of Franklin and Castleton and Hudson.
I imagine the issues of potential spills also came up.
Yes. And if the company receives the federal and state approvals, they think this will be operating by November of 2018.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, following the story for us this morning. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you.